This is 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of episodes celebrating research on the campus of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today's guest is Eli Greenbaum from the Department of Biological Sciences, and he knows a lot about herpetology. And Eli, welcome. Tell us what you do with all these herpetology studies in Africa.
All right. Thank you for having me. So basically, once or twice a year, I run off to Africa to a place called the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is right in the dead center in the heart of Africa. And we look for all species of amphibians and reptiles, and we bring stuff back to the lab so that we can look at its DNA. And basically, with its DNA, we can figure out how all these different species are related to each other, and we can figure out where the species boundaries are. Because just looking at the frogs, it's often really difficult to tell which is species A and which is species B, and the DNA helps.
So the DNA is much more indicative than just visual looking.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there are many, many cases where, you know, I'll just give you a hypothetical example where we find a frog that's brown in one place and we look at another mountain and that frog is brown also. So based on that, you'd say they're the same species. But when we look at the DNA, oftentimes they're not even each other's closest relative. So it's really, really helpful.
But supposing you wanted to eat the frog, you haven't got time to do a DNA analysis. One might be toxic and the other might be quite delicious.
Yeah, I guess the DNA might be helpful for that. But a lot of frogs do have things called alkaloids and toxins. And so probably not a good idea to go munching on random frogs here and there. But you never know. There could be some kind of beneficial medical component to their biochemistry.
It sounds like a delightful career. Is there any danger? Do you ever get bitten? Do you ever get disease?
Yeah, tropical disease is a big concern in Central Africa because we think humans evolved in the area. There's a long evolutionary history of disease co-evolving with human beings. So Central Africa is probably the worst place in the world for tropical disease.
So it must be easy to get grants to go there then.
I wouldn't say it's easy, but you know, once you do have the opportunity to go, you have to prepare. You got to get a lot of shots, take a lot of prophylaxis, and even then you're still likely to pick up something and have to deal with it.
Do you take students with you? The University of Texas El Paso students go with you on these trips?
Well, I haven't taken any students in the past, but this year I'll be going to Uganda and Congo, and this will be the first time I'm taking a new PhD student with me.
And they will assist you in collection and then come back and do the analysis.
Exactly. And it's a fabulous opportunity for students to get involved in field work overseas.
Well, that sounds like a fascinating career, Eli Greenbaum. Thank you for being here on the program. This is 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.